Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include California Republican Assembly condemns China's illegal organ harvesting. Malaysia, Falun Gong practitioners bring traditional culture to Chinese New Year parades. Finding peace through cultivating in Falun Gong. Introducing Falun Dafa and teaching the exercises in Brazil. Mexico, introducing Falun Gong to college students and faculty. And Falun Gong events in the United States, Russia, and Finland. Now for the stories.
California Republican Assembly condemns China's illegal organ harvesting. The California Republican Assembly, CRA, recently passed a resolution calling on the Chinese Communist Party to stop its state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from prisoners of conscience. The majority of such prisoners in China are Falun Gong practitioners, and those who practice Falun Gong have been the population most impacted by the organ crimes. Falun Gong is a traditional mind and body cultivation practice that has been persecuted in China since 1999. The CRA calls the state of California to pass legislation that condemns the practice of state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in the People's Republic of China. It also calls for the Chinese regime to immediately end the practice of organ harvesting from all prisoners of conscience and demands an immediate end to the 19-year persecution of the Falun Gong spiritual practice by the government of the People's Republic of China and the Communist Party of China, and the immediate release of all Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The resolution calls on China to allow a credible, transparent, and independent investigation into organ transplant abuses, and urges the United States Department of State to conduct a more detailed analysis on state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience, and to bar provision of visas to Chinese and other nationals engaged in coerced organ or bodily tissue transplantation. Two candidates for California governor, Travis Allen from Huntington Beach and John Cox from San Diego, both support the resolution. Travis Allen said he had no tolerance for the human rights abuses in China. That's absolutely wrong. It's inhumane. The people of the world deserve more than that. The people of China deserve more than that, he said. Venture capitalist John Cox from San Diego, another candidate for California governor, said he was shocked upon learning about the organ harvesting atrocity and called it barbaric and horrendous. "That's not a government that's accountable to the people," Mr. Cox said. "I'm all for stopping Chinese human rights abuses. Absolutely. Our country was founded on religious freedom."
Malaysia, Falun Gong practitioners bring traditional culture to Chinese New Year parades. During the recent Chinese New Year season, Falun Gong practitioners in Malaysia participated in four parades in the state of Selangor, bringing the beauty of Falun Gong and traditional Chinese culture to Malaysia's multicultural community. Their participation was very well received, and many spectators were eager for practitioners to take part again next year. Falun Gong practitioners performed in the New Year Parade in Sungai Pelek on February 24th and in the parade in Tan Chun Sepet on February 24th. Subramanian from Sungai Pelek said he was delighted with the Falun Gong performances. Ms. Su from Tan Chun Sepet said she thoroughly enjoyed the Falun Gong practitioners and hopes that they will perform in the parade again next year. Practitioners participated in parades in Jingjiang Utara and Seri Kembangan on February 25th. Mr. Huang Lin wished Falun Gong the best. He said, "Falun Gong teaches people to be good, but it has been persecuted in China. This is wrong." Mr. Wu Haiming remarked, "I've lived in Jingjiang Utara for a few decades, but this is the first time I've seen traditional Chinese culture in the parade. It is great that Falun Gong has brought it to us, and gives the next generation an opportunity to learn about Chinese culture." Mr. Balin from Seri Kembangan signed the petition condemning the persecution of Falun Gong in China. He commented, "It is too cruel to harvest organs from living people. Your journey of peaceful resistance has been long. You may not see the results soon, but you should let more people know about it and call upon them to stand against the persecution. I will pray for you."
Finding inner peace through cultivating in Falun Gong. Many years ago, after a chaotic summer, Marita was finally able to sit down in her garden and enjoy the beautiful view of a small village at the bottom of the hill. Her husband had remodeled the garden and made a big mess. "The old me would have fought with him," Marita recalled. "He always said that I was stubborn and always got my way. But Falun Dafa has changed me. I saw my attachments to the garden and the view, so I didn't argue with him at that time. I even praised his work. My husband is easygoing and a little messy, which used to upset me a lot. I often got mad," Marita said. "But practicing Falun Gong helped me relax. I am able to let the attachments go. When I put down the attachments, everything became simpler and easier." Since she was very little, Marita had been afraid of people. She had a strong sense of insecurity. She is now a doctor in Frankfurt, Germany. "As a doctor, I am able to work with the patients and find the balances in their physical body and spirit." Her biggest hobby was always reading books that focused on positive things and that could help her to find inner balance. In February 1999, Marita saw a book in a local bookstore, Falun Dafa, A Pathway to One's True Self. After seeing the words "free teaching" in the book, she was touched. "This must be a righteous and pure practice. I had tears in my eyes. Such purity does exist." From the book, she learned that the main book of Falun Gong was Juan Falun, so she found a copy of it. "I never read books a second time. Sometimes I wanted to read a certain book again, but never found time," she said. "But the first time I finished Juan Falun, I was so surprised. I finished it so fast. I told myself that I needed to read it again now. So I did, and since then, I've never stopped reading this book." After the third time reading Juan Falun, Marita understood that Falun Gong is what she had been looking for. She found the practicing site in Frankfurt and joined the exercises with local practitioners. She said, "My co-workers saw the change on my face and asked me to tell them my secret. For many years, I didn't want to talk about myself, but now I don't feel strange among people. My stress is gone, too. We had strict plans for everything in daily life, from decorations to travel. I could not relax until every little detail was taken care of. But now I am able to let go of many things. I give my husband space and put down my attachment to controlling everything. The garden is a good example. He is proud of what he has been doing. From my viewpoint, his work made the garden messy, and I lost some plants that I liked. But what I gained was a happy and proud husband. Shouldn't I be happy for his achievement? But I told myself I am a Falun Gong cultivator now, so I should put down these attachments."
Introducing Falun Gong and teaching the exercises in Brazil. Falun Dafa practitioners across Brazil held activities before and after the 2018 Chinese New Year on February 16th to help more people learn about Falun Dafa, a traditional mind and body practice that teaches the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Tolerance exhibition was displayed in two large shopping malls and a city government service center. Activities in the Chinese community of Sao Paulo gave many people an opportunity to learn the benefits of Falun Dafa, as well as the gentle exercises. Samuel and his family made a special trip to see the exhibition. The mother said, "Falun Dafa teaches people to be kind. We all love it. Truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance are great." Freelance writer Fabiano was impressed by each painting. He said, "Falun Dafa really brings us a unique gift. We should cherish truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance." Another art exhibition was held in the central hall of a large shopping mall in an upscale community in Brasilia. Ricardo, who works nearby, came with his colleagues to see the exhibition. He said, "I'm so glad to find out about Falun Dafa today. I need it." He asked where he could learn the exercises. Glaucia said she often saw people doing the Falun Dafa exercises in the park. After viewing several paintings about meditation, she said she was inspired to join them in practicing. She took informational materials for her son and daughter. Practitioners have held activities on the central square in the Chinese community of Liberdade once or twice a week for a few months. More and more Chinese nationals have begun learning the exercises, and practitioners have given out a large number of informational materials in both Chinese and Portuguese languages. Many people followed along when the practitioners demonstrated the exercises at these events, and some have learned the exercises. A group of children learned the sitting meditation at a Falun Dafa group exercise site in Severo Gomes Park in Sao Paulo. One girl said, "It's incredible that I could sit for that length of time, because in the past, I couldn't be quiet for a moment." A boy said, "I could feel strong energy passing through my entire body while meditating." The parents also saw the benefits of Falun Dafa in their children. After each art exhibition and public activity, new faces appear at the exercise sites to learn Falun Dafa. New practitioners have many questions to ask, and the veteran practitioners patiently offer them answers based on their own understandings.
Mexico. Introducing Falun Gong to college students and faculty. A group of Falun Gong practitioners were invited to introduce Falun Gong, an ancient self-improving cultivation practice from China, on the campus of Metropolitan Autonomous University in Mexico City. The practitioners held activities to teach the exercises and raise awareness about the persecution in China that has been going on since 1999. They started with a screening on March 1st of the documentary Human Harvest, which exposes the persecution and forced organ harvesting targeting Falun Gong practitioners in China. Over 100 people came to watch the film and participate in the discussion afterward. Ricardo Peña Marin, a biologist, said, "We cannot allow a government to persecute a peaceful spiritual group. We should expose it on social media and call for bringing the murderers to justice." Several audience members asked for more suggestions for how to stop the persecution. The second day, practitioners held a free workshop, and more than 50 attendees came to learn the exercises. "I am lucky to have a chance to learn this. It's amazing," said Aurora, who attended the workshop hoping it would help with her back problems. "On my way here, I had a lot of pain in my back, but I managed to finish all 5 exercises. Now the pain is gone." Many attendees said they felt a strong energy flow while doing the exercises. Fernando was one of them. He said, "I could see the energy. When I closed my eyes, I saw energy rotating. I've had shoulder pain for a year, but now the pain is gone. I will definitely continue this practice." Another student said, "I was pretty upset and anxious today, but during the exercises, I felt the negative energy leaving my body. Now I have peace." A university faculty member said to the practitioners, "I feel so refreshed. I will continue learning this practice. Hopefully, I will be like you guys. You are always calm and have smiles on your faces." The organizer of the event said, "I know that Falun Gong is a great practice that can relieve stress, so I invited them. I hope we can set up an exercise site on our campus."
Falun Gong events in the United States, Russia, and Finland. Many people around the world have found that Falun Gong benefits their health and improves their character. Falun Gong practitioners often participate in local events to introduce Falun Gong to the public and raise awareness of the fact that it is being persecuted by the communist regime in China. This report covers recent events held in Dallas, USA, St. Petersburg, Russia, and Helsinki, Finland. Texas practitioners participated in the Home and Garden Show in Fort Worth on February 16th through 18th and in Dallas on March 2nd through 4th. This was the second time that visitor Amanda had met Falun Gong practitioners at community events. This time she learned in more detail about Falun Gong and the abuses practitioners in China face. She said she supported the practitioners' efforts to raise awareness about the persecution. Amanda agreed that the practitioners' peaceful efforts validated Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and contrasted them with the violence perpetrated by the CCP. She also brought her friend over to learn about Falun Gong and sign the petition condemning the persecution in China. She said she was interested in learning the practice and asked for details for local group exercise sites. The annual Healthy Lifestyles Expo was held in St. Petersburg on March 1st through 4th. Local Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate. One woman told a practitioner that she somehow walked straight to the Falun Gong booth, even though she had received invitations from many other exhibitors. When she saw the Falun Gong booth, she suddenly realized that Falun Gong was what she had long sought. A university professor said he'd learned about Falun Gong at the expo 3 years ago. He read the book Falun Gong, and it changed his view of life. He started practicing Falun Gong after that. The practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises twice during the expo. Many attendees watched carefully. Some registered for a free introductory session. Falun Gong practitioners in Finland participated in the 6th Yoga Festival in Helsinki on March 3rd and 4th. The many exhibitors included those promoting healthy food, sports, and yoga. Many visitors paused to learn about Falun Gong. Some had learned about it at previous expos and came over to sign the petition condemning the persecution. An elderly woman who had practiced yoga before watched the Falun Gong meditation exercise and said that she had always wondered how to achieve tranquility. She asked for the location of a local practice site and said she would go learn the exercises. Another woman said that she had lived in China for 10 years. She knew about a lot of things happening in China and had seen Falun Gong practitioners collecting signatures around the world to stop the persecution. Many people were touched by the exercise demonstration. They were appalled when they learned that practitioners in China were being persecuted for not renouncing Falun Gong. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.